Kelly, by the commitments, now commitment to entertaining you each and every morning is guaranteed. But we also educate, and a man who can do both all at the same time, just like, you know, walking and chewing gum, is the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
Oh, sorry, Richard. I'm halfway into a sneeze. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good, thanks. Nothing worse than that when you've got to hit and find that button before you're just about to sneeze.
Right, I can't find it. Where was it? But we're okay.
And you know, I might have one Saturday afternoon on that station down the road.
Yeah.
Forgot to turn the mic off and blew my nose one day while a track was on. So, yes, I'll just put that out there.
Right.
But, yeah.
Some might say it was an audition for SAFM, but anyway.
Yeah, it's okay. And, you know, and believe it or not, somebody actually put that on social media. Said, I reckon I just had Richard blow his nose on air. Just a big tip. If you're on social media, kids, this is a tip from Uncle Richard and Uncle
right.
Adam.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you post something where somebody gets hurt, it's not funny.
No, that's right.
We just put that out there, all right?
That's right.
It's not funny at all.
Are you hearing us, Andrew? There you go. Now, speaking of online, let's get into today's segment and talk crypto scams. I know lots of our listeners are quite frightened that some people performing help aren't doing it for the right reasons.
And we know money's tight at the moment. There's lots of ads around to make lots of money out of crypto. So I'm going to give you four tips about before you invest any money in cryptos as well. A lot of people get ripped off in the world of cryptocurrency.
Is this Web 2 and Web 3? Is this what this is?
Blockchains, yeah, that's a good word. You know, I reckon it's better to run down the casino and put $50 on black or red. That's just me.
Okay.
But at the end of this, I'm going to give you a surefire tip for this weekend to double your money.
Number one,
don't invest in crypto. The surest way to avoid losing your life savings in a cryptocurrency scam is to not invest in the cryptocurrency at all. Financial industry has warned us about it, said they reckon it's a big scam or it's a bubble that's doomed to implode. Number two, if you have to invest, do your research. Spend time researching the assets and platforms you plan to invest in. Just because they've got a website up doesn't mean they're legitimate.
Just because Kiefer Sutherland advertises it doesn't mean you need to use it.
No, we won't have a word against Kiefer. So he was in 20, he was in 24. So
he was.
One of my all-time favorite shows.
Yeah, it was good. Mm.
Now, start small and stay small. That would be a great tip. So if you invest in crypto, only ever invest the amount of money you're willing to lose. One of the guys at the radio station down the hill, used to be a producer there, he put $10, $20, 10 bucks. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink.
Right.
So he thought, you know, I'll invest that money in it. He got up to about $1,000. He was getting about 15% back of his money, was able to take money out.
Lovely.
And that's one of the big things. Can you take money out? Yes, I can. And he was able to put it all back in. Oh. So, you know, he's on a platform and doing it, but he's doing it very, very slowly.
Doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, and invests in crypto. Sounds like a bloke. He's not getting an invite to my place. But anyway.
Yes.
There you go.
And guarantees. He doesn't want to come to the pub with me either. Guarantees the big returns are crap. As well, if they say you're getting it 25%, it's absolute rubbish, people. You know, they're probably scamming you. So, you know, there's four quick tips. Now, if you really want to win some money this weekend, people, put the house on Port Adelaide to beat Richmond. I'll just put that out there. So, but gamble responsibly.
Yes, and don't listen to Richard about sporting advice. More technological advice. If you've got a squillion dollars to invest, maybe Apple.
Apple and Facebook finance reports come out. Always enjoyed doing this because they're eye-watering figures. So for April, May and June, Apple had revenue of $83 billion and a profit of $19.4 billion.
Right.
They're never going to go broke. And I always reminded the guy that on Facebook put a post up as well that said it's only a matter of time before Apple goes broke. Yes, if we're still here in the year 10,000, things might have gone a bit wrong for Apple, but they've got enough to keep going.
Right.
But the big news is that Facebook reported the first ever year-on-year decline.
Ooh.
So they normally go up every year. They drop by 1%. I know it's not much, but that is big as far as analysts are concerned, because things are going a bit wrong down in Facebook land at the moment.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Yep, they only made an eye-watering $28.82 billion.
Right. That's extraordinary. Apple's bigger than Sri Lanka in terms of GDP. Anyway.
They always said if Apple wanted to get into cars properly, they could walk down the road and buy somebody like Ford with the money in Tim Cook's couch.
Yes. That couch has seen some action. Anyway, the Apple Watch is one of the reasons, perhaps, that Apple's so successful. People want it, don't they? They want it, and they want the new one.
There's a new one coming, people. So we're at the 2nd of August now. We're probably about 6 weeks away from the new Apple Watch and the new iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want the latest and greatest, I would say hold off. You need one. Go and buy one now. They're wonderful products.
Okay.
But three big reasons why the Apple Watch might be one of the biggest announcements. We're getting a whole new model. There's going to be a new Pro model. It's going to be larger, streamlined design, rugged case, new features on there. It's probably going to be targeted at extreme athletes, I'll definitely be buying one. But however, it will come, it's not funny, Adam, however, it will come at a cost. Early price rumours are around about the $1,500 mark.
That's a phone. That's more than a phone. That's a...
I know.
What's going on?
I know. But there will be other Apple Watches.
We were complaining about avocado 6 months ago. But we'll drop $1,500 on a watch?
Yep.
What is this, Cartier?
No, Cartiers are more. but of course, the standard new Apple Watch will be coming out. Battery life will be a lot better, which is what we want. Standard battery life on an Apple Watch at the moment is probably a day and a bit. That's why it's going to be charged every day. But the thing I really like about it is there could be a sensor on there which will check for fevers, which I think is a very, very good thing. So if you've got a temperature on there, it's going to be able to alert you to an oncoming illness. Women will be able to use it to track fertility as well. But because we've still got coronavirus hanging around, I think it's a very good thing to go on to detect fevers and temperature spikes that might be coming for you.
Yes, American ladies might want to turn that function off after recent judgments. Yes. But anyway.
Yep, they probably live in Australia.
Indeed. And didn't have $1,500 to drop on a watch. Anyway, if they put snake on it, I'll buy it. Fine. Done. Richard, thank you. That is plenty, and lots to talk about at adelaidetechguy.com.au as well, if you want to have a look at some of the tips on how to avoid being scammed by crypto and all those other good things, how to make sure that your computer's top-notch and tickety-boo, then Richard's got the answers at adelaidetechguy.com.au. Mate, thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever. SA Today. The show that brings the community.